Hello. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has been walking in the tangible glory for years with the most amazing signs and wonders, but God has given him a glimpse of the same glory that Smith Wigglesworth prophesied. Wigglesworth said it was 1,000 times greater than anyone had ever seen, and the miracles under Wigglesworth we don't even see today. 1,000 times greater. David Herzog says the best preparation is for him to mentor you on how he started walking in the glory. Interested?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, I love talking to you and interviewing you because the glory just pours out of you. But there are many people here that perhaps are not familiar with you. Tell me, just what is going on supernaturally with you recently?
Recently, we've been seeing so many different things. Even the last couple weeks and months, I was in Kiev, Ukraine, just like a week or so ago, and the glory of God was so thick that people would come up and say, I didn't even call it out, like, oh, my holes in my teeth are filled. All my tumors are gone. Two people with terminal cancer, they brought them into the back room right after the meeting, and some of them were on staff, and they looked like literally about to die. Like, their skin was gray. And the glory just filled the room. I said, well, everyone get out. Just leave her here, maybe the husband. Begin to pray. And within minutes, demons start coming out of the people, and literal spirits of cancer, terminal cancer, and their skin color came back, the pain left. The next morning, I asked—
Did you actually see the skin color change?
Right in front, this is last week, right in front of me in the pastor's office. I'm like, whoa. And then the next day, the husband was my driver to the airport. So he told me that since then, she was depressed. She used to be the worship leader of the church. Complete shift, no more pain, doesn't feel the tumors, the skin color change, and full of joy, getting heavenly encounters. So even just that, like terminal cancer, that's a big thing.
David, there are some that need a definition. We're talking about glory. Let's not take things for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the glory of God. What does that really mean? What is it?
Well, basically, I break it down this way. If you were to go to heaven right now and die and go to heaven, what would you be experiencing right now? That's the glory, the heavenly atmosphere.
The presence.
Presence of God's Shekinah glory, as if you were dead and went to heaven, but you're still alive, living in the glory. That's what it is. So you're walking around as if you're in heaven, but you're on the earth. So it's more than just a gifting or an anointing or an ability. It's like the presence of God's full glory all around you and inside you. It's heaven. It's heaven on earth.
Now, we know about the glory, and we also know about the anointing. Would you define the difference between
the
two?
The anointing, for years, I would minister under a heavy anointing, which means you would minister, you'd pray for people, you'd lay hands, you'd do all this stuff, and it's like coming from inside of you. It's like a battery. You charge it up, you pray, and then you release it, and you feel virtue, but you also feel tired sometimes. If you lay hands on 1,000 people or deliverance or healing, you feel a little worn out. It's like part of your body is invested in it.
And you know what? When I lay hands on someone, what I feel is though I can actually feel that presence coming out of me into that person.
Exactly. And it's biblical.
Right.
And I did that for years. But I would get tired sometimes, like, wow. But then when I hit the glory, it wasn't coming from inside me. I was connecting to the glory, and the hand of God out of the glory was touching people directly from the glory cloud. So as opposed to me getting it through me to the person, I would tell the people, raise your hands in the audience, and then God would touch them directly. So it was bypassing me and going straight from heaven to the people.
Well, you know what that does? That gives God all the glory.
Yeah, because they can't
say. You're almost like an observer.
Yeah.
You're having as much
I'm
fun
a spectator.
As those little, yeah. Tell me what God has shown you about, because that's the glory you've operated in, but God has shown you about this greater glory. What is going to happen when it fully manifests?
Yeah,
what do you see happening?
What I see is, you know, God always takes us from glory to greater, just like from faith to faith, glory to glory. But those of us who have been in the glory for years, have been faithful in it, God's telling me He's about to release yet another dimension. And I was like, but Lord, how much more is this going to get? And He said, it's going to be so great that all the past moves of God that we've seen before will be nothing compared to what's about to happen. So you think the Jesus movement, you think Catherine Kuhlman, the Azusa Street revivals, Finney, Spurgeon, Smith Wigglesworth, all these revivals, Wesley, nothing compared. It'll almost be like a culmination of all those glories in one exploding on the earth. And I said, Lord, what is this going to look like? He said, it'll be so fast that what would take years in one revival would happen in days in this new glory.
David, when we come back, I want you to explain how you started operating in this glory of God, this manifest presence of God. And again, anything David can do, anything I can do, you can do better. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
David, I'm going to take you back to a friend of mine, Ruth Heflin, who had a camp place where people would stay in meetings. And she was teaching all over the world about the glory. And David wanted to learn about the glory, the manifest presence of God, heaven on earth. So he went there as an observer. But you didn't stay an observer. What happened?
I walked in. I had just finished a 6-month revival nonstop. It was great, but I was tired. I wanted something new from God. I knew she had it. I go over there. It was January the 2nd. 1999, I believe. And I go in and I said, oh, I can't wait to be here. I walk in the door and she's at the door waiting for me. And she says, oh, by the way, young man, you're speaking tonight. I said, oh, no. I just spoke for 6 months. I really am tired. I'm hungry. I need something new that I don't have. You have it. I want to hear you. No, I'm a prophetess. You're speaking tonight. So she insisted. I was like, I really insisted. No, she insisted. Yes, she won. So I got up. All right. So I'm just going to preach Isaiah 60 and 61. The glory of God hit me on the stage. I sang 2 chapters of the Bible. That was my message.
Well, wait. When you say the glory of God hit you on the stage, use more descriptive words.
Yes.
Explain what that
means. Yeah, I was getting there. And so I got hit by the glory. As I'm reading it, I start singing. Power of God hits my body. I'm covered in gold. And demons start coming out of the people.
What? Covered in gold?
Yeah.
This old dust?
Gold dust thing just covered my face and body. I didn't know until after. All I knew was, I never sing my message. I preach my message. I'm singing, arise and shine for your life. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? This is so embarrassing. It wasn't me at all. It was not me. And my wife is looking at me. And then I was in just ecstasy. And I look back at Ruth and she's just smiling. She knew if I would get on that stage, it would propel me into a new dimension. And after that, I was on like heavenly realm for 24 hours a day for about a week. I didn't even think I was on the earth. I was just like, this can't be real. This presence, I didn't even know it existed. I've taught on the glory, but I had not really experienced that dimension of glory till that day. And I didn't know that was even possible to have that. I'd been around, had traveled the world, been on the mission field, seen revivals, seen miracles, seen salvation. And I thought, oh, I pretty much know how this works. But there was a whole nother dimension that not even compared to anything I experienced before, had nothing to do with even desiring to preach. I didn't care about, I just wanted to be in that realm.
For someone that's watching right now, and they definitely know Jesus, they're born again, they're even filled with the Spirit, but they've never been in this glory realm. I wonder if you could talk to them right now and tell them how they can get into it.
Sure.
But not a one-line answer, but not a long one either.
Okay. All right. So you're hungry, you're desperate, you're dry, you've seen some things, but you're like, but how do I get that you're talking about? One of the things was I was just desperate, not even hungry, desperate, like beyond hunger. Like, if you don't come here, God, and touch me, I'll go up to heaven and get it if I have to. That desperateness that comes. And then out of that, there's intimacy. You just, God, I just want to be with you. I'm not coming to you to get something from you. I just want to be with you. And then worshiping him in your own intimacy, not just songs, you know, just worshiping him, singing to him. It's just that deep longing for him, a desperateness. And from that, something starts to come in. A new presence starts to fill your being, your room, your life. And then from there, he takes you to the higher and higher realms. So be desperate, number one. Intimate with him like you've never been before. Or remember the first time you were saved, the intimacy you had. Go back to your first love and then start to worship him with all your heart. And just wait until that glory floods your room, that manifest presence, and you'll be addicted. It's like a holy drug. Once you've tasted the powers of the age to come, you can't go back to what people call, quote, normal Christianity, which isn't really normal anyway. It's dead.
Now, you told me that you used to do this sometimes for hours, but now you're instantly in the glory.
Yeah, I always say to people, they say, well, how do I stay in this after a great weekend in the glory in your meetings? I go, here's the secret. Ready? Take notes. They take notes. Don't get out. So the greatest way to stay in the glory is never get out of it. You know, maybe you had a faster way into it, or you worshiped for 5 or 10 hours and you were in a great conference. Well, when you go home, stay in that realm. Worship him. Love on him. Intimacy. Just stay in it. Don't go back to normal of just like compartmentalizing God, and then, oh, when there's another meeting, then I'll get spiritual. Stay in the realm on the way to work, changing your baby, going to the office. Just be in the realm all the time. And when something comes up, like I was in Israel the other day, and a guy came out of the elevator, and he was sick. I think it was an Arab guy. Maybe it was Jewish. I can't remember. And I just noticed his arm was hurting. He said, yeah, I can't lift my arm. Well, let me pray for you. Boom, instantly healed. And I just kept going. You're just in the realm. You don't have to go, oh, let me go pray and fast for a week so I can pray for you. You're just in the realm. And then as you go, God uses you.
You know, there's so many wonderful supernatural things that happen to people when they're in the glory. For instance, people literally get younger in the glory. David has seen this. We'll talk about it when we come back in a moment. But I can tell you one thing, and that is, I know what gets you older. Witchcraft gets you older. The glory gets you younger. I like glory. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get David Herzog's powerful brand new book, Secrets of the Glory, and his anointed 3-part audio CD teaching series, The Greater Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9552. As soon as you begin to read David's book, Secrets of the Glory, you will immediately experience a supernatural hunger for intimacy with God, and you will begin to encounter God's greater glory invading your life. Through David's powerful brand new book, Secrets of the Glory, you will understand what the new glory truly is. Discover how to access the glory every day. Find out how the sick are healed and the dead are raised when you access the greater glory. Understand how you and even things can be supernaturally transported from one location to another. Discover how supernatural provision and finances multiply in the glory. Begin to witness God doing more through you in a shorter time span as your God-given destiny is accelerated through the glory. Learn the operating instructions to help you see creative miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. Through this 3-part audio CD teaching series, The Greater Glory, you will have David Herzog train you to access the greater glory and experience its benefits. Through this anointed series, you will learn the greatest key to walking in the glory every day, how to release your miracle in the glory, how to use your supernatural gifts within the glory, the difference between supernatural gifts and the anointing in the glory, the power of decreeing and confessing in the glory, and so much more. These audio audio CDs contain anointed prayers of impartation for you to obtain all of God's blessings and promises for your life, so you can come out of the ordinary and step into the extraordinary.
People get saved in the glory. They get healed in the glory. They get finances in the glory. They get their health is restored in the glory. I love the glory, and I want you to fall in love with the King of Glory, Jesus.
Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's brand new book, Secrets of the Glory, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Greater Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our Rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9552. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9552 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I was just kibitzing, that's a Hebrew word, just joking with David. You know, two Jews get together, what do you expect? And I said, David, am I getting younger? Seriously, though, you have been in meetings where people have gotten younger. Tell me one.
Yeah, many meetings where, when you get younger, God reverses. So let's say you had no hair. We've been in meetings where the hair grows back, or white hair starts turning back to their black color. We've seen this on
camera. I will never forget, I was at one of your meetings. I think I was speaking, I'm not even sure. And I was sitting behind a woman that had long gray hair. And I'm watching you, of course, and I'm looking at her because she's blocking my view a little bit. And I literally saw it start turning brown before my eyes.
Yeah.
That was so good of God. I love to see God.
I think that was a Miracle Valley.
It could have been.
Wow. That's fun.
It's that was where A.A. Allen had his ministry.
Exactly.
And you had a meeting out there. David, transportation. I have had this happen to me that I know of once, but how is it that someone can travel 8 hours in 2 hours, an 8-hour drive in 2 hours, or something like that? How's that happen?
Well, that happened to us. We were on one side of France driving, it's 8 hours, and we were just worshiping and laughing and having a fun in the Lord. And all of a sudden we got there in like less than 2 hours, like an hour and 45 minutes. And we couldn't believe it. Because even if you went as fast as you possibly could, there's no way in the world you could get there that fast. So what God does is your spirit goes into heaven where there's no time, and God bends time and brings it to the other location supernaturally fast.
Now, you talk about a distinction between declaring and confessing Scripture. Explain that difference.
Yeah, a lot of people confess daily. Like, it's like taking your daily multivitamins. Or I confess today that by stripes I'm healed. I confess my debt's going to be paid off. A lot of times when people confess in their mind, they're thinking future tense. I'm confessing. How's your back doing, Bob? Oh, I'm still confessing towards my healing. A decree is like Jesus would do, Yeshua. Lame man, get up and take your bed and walk now. So a decree is like a now realm. And when you're in the glory and you decree something, it's created at that moment. So it's creative, and like prophecy, even in the glory, is more creative in nature. The old days, one day you go to Africa, my child, and you write it down and maybe you'll go. But in the glory realm, I've had decrees happen where as it's being said, I'm getting the invitation on my cell phone within minutes. It's creative in nature. That's the difference. There's an acceleration of decreeing in the glory versus just confessing what you're hoping God to do.
How does the average believer walk in this glory 24/7?
Well, 24/7, they'd have to never sleep. No, I'm kidding. But you stay in the glory realm, even when you're sleeping. You start the day right. If you start the day with God, if it starts good, it ends good. Worshiping Him, loving Him, intimacy, getting the Word, just enjoying to be with Him where it's a delight, not a discipline. You just enjoy it. Then the rest of the day, He's with you. You take Him in your car with you. You take Him to work, to ministry, it's just there. There's a presence, always being aware of His presence. That's the secret to staying in it all the time, just being aware that He's there. And a lot of times you don't realize He's there. You pray for someone and boom, it's there. The power's there. So staying in the intimate, even in your mind, just thinking on Him all the time.
There are people, you, that You know the deal about religion and believing in Jesus, and some of you have known since this little, some of you it's brand new. But very few of you have experienced the great mystery, Messiah in you, the hope of the glory. I want to pray a prayer, if you will mean it. The Messiah of the Creator of the world wants to live inside of you. He's chosen you. Repeat after me, dear God, out loud, dear God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for all of my sins. I believe the blood of Jesus washes them away. And now that I am clean, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Amen. David, I want you to proclaim intimacy with God, glory and healing over the people right now.
All right, I pray for those watching right now. Just lift your hands, close your eyes, and just be hungry right now as I pray for you. Father God, in Yeshua's name, I ask you that you would flood the people right now with the heaviest presence of the greater glory that they've ever experienced, the greatest intimacy they've ever experienced. Let it be days of heaven on earth right now in their homes, in their cars, on their cell phones, on their TV sets. Let the glory just invade their homes, their entire being, inside their cells of their body, their heart, their emotions, their spirit. Let the greater glory visit them now like they've never had before, and let them completely change their life like they've never been changed before. Let it change their family, their thinking process, their ministry, everything they do. I pray that the greater glory, the intimacy of God right now, I decree it, is coming onto the TV sets and phones and wherever they're watching. Even if you don't know Jesus or Yeshua, it's flooding you. You could be Muslim or Jewish or atheist or whatever you are, yellow, black, white, red. God's flooding you with his glory right now because he loves you. The creator of heaven and earth loves you. And through his son, Jesus, Yeshua, you're being invaded with the presence of God's glory, greater than even that Moses experienced or the apostles. The greater glory is being released now for you in this season. I just release it over you, the tangible presence of God's glory. Just receive it now. Receive it now. And some of you are getting flooded right now. I see some of you are crying. Some of you are laughing hysterically. You don't know why you're laughing. Some of you are getting like a deliverance of just the old, of religion, of the old ways. And some of you are just getting healing, even in your body. You didn't seek for it. You just sought him. But as you're seeking him, he's doing all these other things. But the intimacy with God is reconnecting right now because you were so hungry enough to even watch this whole show. You said, I got to have what they're talking about. And because you asked, it's coming to you right now, right now, right now, right now. It's coming to you. Let us know what happened to you. If you got visited right now, Sid Roth wants to know. Let them know the testimony of what's happening to you right now.
And the people with arthritic fingers, you are healed in Jesus' name.
For over 19 years, David Herzog has ministered in the glory of God's presence. But recently, he has experienced even a greater level of God's glory, where nothing is impossible, where you can receive your breakthrough, your miracle, your healing. David wants to help you experience the greater glory in your everyday life.
It's about the greater glory. God wants to release something new that's never been released before. And each glory level goes higher and higher. And on this one, God said, I want you just to mentor the people as if you were one-on-one, taking them, holding their hand and taking them with you into the secret place of the glory.
Call now and get David Herzog's powerful brand new book, Secrets of the Glory, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Greater Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9552. As soon as you begin to read David's book, Secrets of the Glory, you will immediately experience a supernatural hunger for intimacy with God, and you will begin to encounter God's greater glory invading your life. Through David's powerful brand new book, Secrets of the Glory, you will understand what the new glory truly is. Find out how to get the glory of God to manifest tangibly and visibly. Discover how to access the glory every day. Find out how the sick are healed and the dead are raised when you access the greater glory. Understand how you and even things can be supernaturally transported from one location to another. Discover how supernatural provision and finances multiply in the glory. Begin to witness witness God doing more through you in a shorter time span as your God-given destiny is accelerated through the glory. Learn the operating instructions to help you see creative miracles, signs, and wonders in your life.
People are reading the book, and they're saying, you know, I've started reading your book, just getting zapped by the glory of God, and suddenly these miracles are breaking out and signs and wonders that has never happened before in my ministry.
Through this three-part audio CD teaching series, The Greater Glory, you will have David Herzog train you to access the greater glory and experience its benefits. Through this anointed series, you will learn the greatest key to walking in the glory every day, how to release your miracle in the glory, how to use your supernatural gifts within the glory, the difference between supernatural gifts and the anointing in the glory, the power of decreeing and confessing in the glory, and so much more. These audio CDs contain anointed prayers of impartation for you to obtain all of God's blessings and promises for your life so you can come out of the ordinary and step into the extraordinary.
My greatest desire is for you to exceed us because it's a kingdom thing. And it's about time that you walked into the intimacy. That's when the glory is going to hit you in your house. People get saved in the glory, they get healed in the glory, they get finances in the glory, they get their health is restored in the glory. I love the glory, and I want you to fall in love with the King of Glory, Jesus.
Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's brand new book, Secrets of the Glory, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, The Greater Glory. This is an exclusive offer for our Rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9552. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9552 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Cindy Jacobs. Right now, we're living in a very special season with special promises. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and learn how to stop the enemy in his tracks. It's time for you to take back what's yours and possess the gates of your future.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.